I'm going to have to give you the cape. I'm the hardest working man in radio, but you got to be the hardest working public official right now. This is the mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rollins Blake. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going good. You know, we've had a rough couple of weeks,
yeah.
But I think what people have seen about Baltimore is that we are resilient. We might be down, but we're certainly not out. And we have a spirit to rebuild. And you see that everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, all day, people are asking, how can I help? What can I do to help Baltimore repair and to heal? And I just encourage people to be in this with us for the long haul, because a lot of the issues that we face aren't just unique to Baltimore. They are across urban America, and they're issues that it's going to take time to correct. And I'm just hopeful that all of those well-wishers and people that want to be a part of the solution understand that.
Where are you in the rebuilding process? Because now we've had, you know, the indictments announced and that. But where are you as far as the leader of the city?
Right. So we are rebuilding on many fronts. On the actual business front, we've had made a lot of progress. Most of the businesses that have been impacted already back and reopened. We are working with those businesses that were either uninsured or underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, some of those are those mom and pops who are just making it, like most of us, you know, paycheck to paycheck, you
yeah.
know, week to week. And well, we are working with them to help to close that gap so they can restore their inventory and get back open. And we've had a lot of help from the business community just on one night alone at the Greater Baltimore Committee annual meeting here in Baltimore. The business community raised over $200,000 for that business recovery fund to help those businesses. So we are, you know, a lot of the stores have already claimed that they're going to rebuild the mm-hmm. CVS, the Rite Aid. So we are definitely moving in the right direction. There's so many other fronts, whether
sure.
it's summer jobs and rec
that's
programs.
That's what I was getting to, summer jobs and rec programs, because
yes.
the summer is here.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are going to be out of school. We saw the kids, they were frustrated,
mm-hmm.
first of all, because they had nothing to do. And the whole Freddie Gray thing was just like the straw.
Yeah.
So how about summer programs and summer jobs?
So as far as summer jobs, Baltimore is, I'm very proud. We have a very robust summer jobs program, larger than cities, even twice our size.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very pleased because of the outpouring of support that we've had since the unrest, that even more businesses have stepped up and want to fill that gap. So
oh, good.
We have. So even, you know, even when the federal government pulled their money back from summer jobs, I made sure that money was there. So we had about 2,000 to 3,000 kids that were still needing slots. And we've had the business community and foundations step in to say that they're going to fill that gap and we're going to work with them right now. And I also announced a bunch of free programs for the summer. We have
good.
Summer free summer camps at 39 different locations that includes summer meals.
Mm-hmm.
So the enrichment camps, we have the Summer Basketball League, the Be More Night Hoops is going to be free. Free memberships for the boxing, Upton Boxing, if you're under 18 all summer long. So there are a lot of free programs that we'll have all summer long.
And where can people get all this information about the various programs and opportunities available?
BaltimoreCity.gov.
Let me ask you this. Now that you are in the process of rebuilding and you're on the road to recovery, what would you have done differently?
Yeah. Every time you have some major incident, whether mm-hmm. it's something like this unrest or whether it's an emergency where you have, like, you know, I've had it all, derecho, tornado, earthquake,
yeah.
all of those things, you know, I've been through it. On the other side of those, you have to do that assessment of how would you handle things differently?
Mm-hmm.
Could there be any improvements? And no matter how good you are,
mm-hmm.
There's always that those opportunities for improvement. And we are taking a look at those operations now and seeing how we can do things different. You know, God, you know, forbid anything like this ever happen again. But what I will say is that in the heat of the moment,
mm-hmm.
when you don't get to make those decisions in hindsight.
Sure.
You have to make them at the time. And, you
and on the fly. There's no
mm-hmm.
sitting down in this.
Right. On the fly, often with incomplete information,
mm-hmm.
And when you have a series of choices and none of them are good,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know, you make the best out of those bad, you know, those uncomfortable decisions that you have to make in order to restore peace. And No, it was an unpleasant time, a time of unrest and sadness and tension. And when you think about how, you know, how bad it could have been, out of almost 2 weeks of demonstrations, we had just a few hours of unrest. And, you know, out of that unrest, we are already in a serious rebuilding process. And out of the unrest with the even with the violence of the protests, we didn't have anyone lose their life during the you know, as a result of the riots. You know, when you take a look at those things and the fact that we were very, very quickly able to restore peace and order to the city, you know, out of the all of the host of uncomfortable and, you know, not the best decisions to choose from, I think we and I made the decisions that restored peace, that got us to the place where we could get, you know, the city back open and running again. And as quickly as possible, and I'm just glad we're on the other side of it.
How much longer do you have to serve in this term as mayor?
Do I have to?
Or you choose to.
How many years left?
The elections are next April.
But mayor,
and will you be?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know if we've worked too hard. Oh, go ahead, Sherry. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know if it's too abstract a question, but speaking of tension, do you have a plan to how you can alleviate the tension between the community and the police officers, which is where we're having such a problem all over?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's too abstract.
It's not too abstract. And just so you know, this work was happening before Freddie Gray, before Ferguson. You know, I have been on the front lines of dealing with this issue of police brutality and the chasm between the community and police. You know, over the time that I've been mayor, I've had community conversations, public safety meetings with the community throughout the city in every district, including one just for young people to ask this simple question: how can we work better together? How can we close this gap? How can we solve these issues? And we've put a series of reforms in place with the goal of trying to get to that place. And even when, you know, I was fighting by myself, you know, I was down there in Annapolis trying to fight for, because I heard very clearly from the community, they believe that the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights set a very uneven playing field and made it difficult for there to be trust relationships and accountability between the community and the police. I went to the state capitol to fight for reforms, and a lot of these people who have been very freely critical of my work were nowhere to be found when I was down there fighting for those reforms. So this work has been going on. I invited the Department of Justice in last year to work on collaborative review so we can continue that reform, and we furthered that work, and recently, as you know, I've asked for the Department of Justice to do a civil rights investigation, and I'm sure with that work we'll continue, and that the reforms that will be put in place will be enforceable by the court.
Well, it's easy to criticize. It's hard to do the work, and you putting in the work.
Thank you.
Hard work recognizes.
And keeping Baltimore strong.
Yes.
Thank you.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rollins-Blake. We are in Baltimore.